Okay, y'all. So, if it sounds a little loud, I'm in the truck. But I had to come to record this. I don't know. God been isolating me. Like, I've been isolated for a while. A minute. I purchased my first home June of 2022. And it's now April of 2023. I purchased my first home June 2023. And I got a new job like that same month. I found me a new job. Something that I really wanted to do because I had been working remote for so long. And so I was like, okay. With this job, I'm able to go out. And then I was in the city because I live in the country. So this job was like in the city. So I was really kind of like living my best life. It was the job I wanted. It was the hours I wanted. And it was in the city, right? Not only that, I had just purchased my home, my first home. So after this, I have been working at the job. Excuse me, y'all. Been working at the job, you know. So it was time to sign for my home. It was signing day. So I didn't go to work that day. I had already told them, you know, like, I just purchased a new home and I signed on this day. So they was like, okay, cool, you know. Even though I just started, they allowed me to take off that day because I was like, I kind of need the whole day. And when I got home from signing, I went to my mama's house and I called my job and I was like, hey, this is Ashley. I'm just calling to let you all know that everything was taken care of. I signed my papers, and because we were off that Monday and I had to sign that Tuesday. Actually, yeah, we were off work that Monday. I think it was Juneteenth, or I don't know. And I had to sign that Tuesday. And so I was like, I was just kind of let you know that I'll be back that Wednesday. Because he was like, if you need another day, let me know. And I was like, no, you know, I'll let you know. So I called him. I was like, hey, I'll be back Wednesday. What's up? You know. And then the lady who answered the phone, she wasn't from where I'm from. Like, where I'm from, we're Southern. And we're, like, really friendly people. This lady, like, when I first started the job, we were kind of already at odds. There's always somebody I'm at odds with when I work somewhere. I don't know. It's my personality is different. I'm cool. Don't get it twisted. But I don't know if certain people see certain things in me and they get automatically, like, upset with me. So, because I am real spiritual. So, it could be, like, on a spiritual level that we're beefing. I don't know. But anyway, so, this particular lady, we were already kind of at odds. And she wasn't from there. So, she didn't have the Southern charm, the friendliness that we usually have. And when I answered the phone, she was like, who is this? I was like, this Ashley. I was like, I was just letting y'all know that I've been. She was like, honey, there's nobody here. Oh. I was like, what? She said, nobody is here. I said, what you mean? She said, we had to move all the residents out over the weekend. I was like, for what? And she was like, state came in. Somebody complained about something. State came in and moved everybody out. I was like, oh my God. This is the day I signed for my house. Mind you, I switched jobs in the middle of me buying a home, which is something you're not supposed to do. But being that the job that I got was, I was making $20,000 more than what I was making at the last job. So they were okay with it. They were cool with it. You know? So I was like, okay. At this point, I'm numb. I'm numb because I'm like, okay, what you mean? I just made my first big girl purchase, like, as far as houses go. What you mean that nobody, no residents are there, you know? So I was like, okay. like, maybe, you know, I'm not gonna sweat. I'll come up with something. Maybe they'll be back, you know. So when I got off the phone with her, I prayed about it. And that same night I did a testimony about the house that I purchased, because the house that I purchased was exactly what I have always asked for. It wasn't like in a really like this elaborate neighborhood or nothing like that, but the house itself was perfect for me. Everything that I've ever wanted in the house was in the house, so I know it was from God, you know. But I'm like, okay, I got the house I wanted, I got the job I wanted, now what, you know? The job is gone. So when I went back to work, like, they allowed us to come to work for like a couple of weeks paid with no residence there. But he was honest with me. He said, your job was kind of created last minute. I'm not even going to lie to you. We're probably not going to be able to keep you unless you go back on the floor. And so, I didn't want to go back on the floor. Plus, me going back on the floor, I would have to work, like, overtime. No, I wouldn't have to work overtime. It was the hours. That's what it was. It was the hours. I couldn't do the hours because it was so far away. You know, and the hours I was working was 9 to 3, and they were paying me for a 40-hour week, and I wouldn't have to. I just come in at 9, I work 3, and quote unquote I worked the other couple of hours at home. So they kind of like messed with me the long way. So when he said I would have to go back on the floor, I was like, no, I'm not going back on the floor, because I can't do those hours with my kids. Like, that would be too much inconvenience to my children, you know. It was just a lot. So okay, I tried to find another job. I was like, I had went to like 2 different other places, and then I finally found a position at this one place, and I dropped down the $20,000 extra that I was making. I lost it. I was back where I was before. So, you know, at this point, like, I'm kind of like, I wasn't in a depression, but I was kind of like, just in a, like, what? Like, I was confused. Like, God, you gave me this, and then you took it away. Like, why? What'd I do wrong? And so, I was like, what did I do wrong? And I thought about it. I was like, I don't know. Maybe it's something I need to learn. And so, at that point, I felt like he pulled me back in the wilderness. He pulled me in this wilderness. He gave me the house, like, I reached my peak, everything's good, and then I got pulled in the wilderness, you know? And in that wilderness, I had to reevaluate so much in my life. I had to reevaluate who I was. And I had to really, like, just, like, go into this mode where I have to study myself. Like, I've always, like, I've been the person that's in tune to who I am, but really, I had to really, like, go on a different level. Like, I had to really dig deeper in the Word of God. You know, he took me so, he pulled me in the wilderness. Like, I had to learn some things. But while I was in there, I was confused. I was lost. I was stressing. Oh my God, I was stressing so bad, because I'm like, I didn't understand. So even though I knew it, I had been pulled in the wilderness, I was just like, oh my God. So November came, and I had applied for this job, and I didn't hear from the people. Like, I applied for the job, I had 2 interviews, never heard anything else from the people. So at this point, I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to give the situation to God. Maybe it's not meant for me to do it, you know, whatever. So, January, I hear from this same company that I had applied for. So, I was like, okay, I'm back making what I wanted to make. But I'm in the house. Because the whole purpose of me getting another job was to get out of the house. And then I tricked myself into thinking, maybe I need to go back remote. Maybe I need to work in the house. So I got this job. I'm making $25,000 more than what I was making. So I got the money, but I'm in the house. So I'm still kind of, like, low. Like, it's not what I want, but I was like, well, maybe God got me in the house for a reason. He's showing me, hey, I can give you the money. And it's not about some money, Ashley. I need you to dig a little deep. So I've been digging. In the midst of me trying to help other people in my family, like people I'm close to, I'm learning more about myself, actually. Like, I'm helping them, but like helping myself. So I'm digging deeper, and I'm digging, and I'm digging. Now, not only am I working, I decorate, I braid hair. Like, I got all these things going on. But I have joy, but I'm not happy. So in my head, I'm like, okay, what a happiness to come. Because you got some joy that never leaves. Like, if anytime I want to feel like I feel weird, I can go to that place in the inside of me where the joy is. Like, it never leaves. So I'm like, I'm good, you know. But now God said dig deeper. I'm digging deeper. He got me completely isolated. Mind you, I used to be a drinker. Like, I would drink when I had parties, while I'm cooking. Like, I wasn't an alcoholic, but I love to drink and I love to get drunk. So October of 2022, I had my last drink. I haven't drunk another drink since then, and don't have the desire to. So a yoke was broken in the midst of me being in the wilderness. So I'm like, okay, he allowed this yoke to be broken. Like, it's something he wants from me. So I'm digging deeper, y'all. And all of a sudden, I start getting all these revelations. Like, everything, like, my eyes were open to a different, like, my eyes are open. Like, it's different now. And just last night, now this is April, we're towards the end of April. Last night, something dawned on me. Because I'm like, God, what is my purpose? What is it that you want me to do? What is it am I supposed to be doing? Because it seems like, I don't know, it just seems like nothing is working. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is really working out for me. I don't really want to work the job. Like, I got the money and it's not that. Like, what is it? Like, what is it that you want? I'm in the house. I got the house that I want, but it's not the area that I want. But I'm still like, I'm just like, I'm settling. So, and I'm like, okay, God, I'm appreciative of what I got. Like, what is it? What else more do you want? God hit me like a ton of bricks. You doing too much. You doing everything. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, one thing about being talented, it can be a blessing and a curse. Because when you're multi-talented, you want to touch every area of it. Like, you want to do hair. Like, I want to do hair. I want to decorate. I want to do this. I want to do that because I'm able to. I'm multi-talented. But it can be a blessing. It can be a curse. Like, your talent can keep you from walking in your purpose. Your talent sometimes has nothing to do with what your true purpose is. And so, last night I came to the conclusion, God, you know, I'm thinking to myself, how can he use you if you're not being true to who you are? Who are you? Like, go to who you really are. What do you love to do that requires no energy from you, that you could do till you go to bed? Like, if you love doing it with no problem, what is it? Y'all, my true self, I've said this before, is being a homemaker. I like taking care of my kids. I like cooking. I like cleaning. I like catering to my husband. Like, that brings me joy to do that. I like serving. But I hadn't been able to do it in the way I want to do it because things are blocking it. So you would think it's the complete opposite. You wouldn't think I would like being a homemaker, but that's my true self. Like, when I'm in my element, when I'm a homemaker, that's one of the things. That's the second thing. But the number one thing that I truly love that brings me the most fulfillment is the word of God. Like, I could study. y'all don't know how much I study, like, for no reason. I ain't gonna say for no reason, but just because I love him. I love the word. I love Jesus. I love how God operates. I love everything about the word. And I could study the word from the time I wake up until I go to bed. And it wouldn't bother me. Like, I could do that. And not to say, like, I think that's more than what the average person does. Not to say that if you're not like that, then something is wrong. I'm not saying it. Me studying the word has something to do with what my purpose is. I'm finally coming to that conclusion. So I said to myself, okay, so if this is what your purpose is, then you need to let go. See, me thinking it's people that I need to disconnect from. It's, I need to disconnect from people. I need to quit doing this. No, you need to quit dibbling and dabbling in things that are not in alignment with whatever your purpose is. So, because I have to make room for what God has for me. Me decorating, doing hair, all of that, I like to do it. But it's not the thing that brings me the joy, that brings me joy and happiness. You know what I'm saying? What brings me joy is being a homemaker and studying the word of God. So I figured out last night, I said to myself, I said to God, I'm not going to accept any more assignments of decorating. As far as braiding hair, the only hair I braid is the people hair I've been braiding. Because they come like every 2-3 months. And even when I'm braiding with him, it's a ministry. Like, we braiding their hair, these particular people, it's a ministry. Like, we talk about God. We talk about life. So, it still brings me back to the word of God. So, with these particular people, so I'll continue to braid their hair. But no, not taking any more clients. Not decorate no more, period, unless it's just for my family. I'm focusing on what God wants me to focus on, and that's what my purpose is, and that's the word of God. Now, where he takes me, now he'll be able to take me wherever he want to take me. Even if he don't take me anywhere, and I just study the word of God and take care of my family, and talk when I talk to people, and I enlighten them on what the good news is. And the good news is the fact that there's a Savior. And anything, any strongholds that you have, he can take those away from you. You can be saved. And when he died, when you're saved, you die with him. You go back and you die with him. And you are raised. When he was raised from the dead, you raise up and you have a new life. All of those strongholds that you have no longer have control over you. And if you do them, that'll be your choice. Sin no longer has control over you. Whatever sin and whatever stronghold you have is no longer controlling you. Like, I can't put it no other way. You have the power to stop doing whatever it is you want to do. All you got to do, don't do it. Because before you, but you have to be saved, and you have to truly believe that Jesus Christ can save you, and you have to truly believe that he died and he rose again. That's all you have to do. And it's easier said than done, but it's truly true. All you have to do is believe it, and all of those strongholds can go away. You don't have to be bound to those things. You don't have to be bound. You do not have to be bound. You don't have to be bound. That's just something that you think, but you don't have to be bound. And y'all, I know I'm kind of like, seems like I'm rambling, but that's what my purpose is. And I love it. Thank y'all so much for listening. And I just had to get that out. I had to get that out of me. But, yeah, thank y'all for listening, and I hope y'all have a great day.